It's time for minor league baseball in Hartford, and it's happening on April 13th, a date that some of the city's biggest sports fans will never forget. Joanne Corteza is president of the Hartford Whalers Booster Club.
I don't know if they set up the 13th or if it was the league who did it. It's just a matter of, wow, you took April 13th, the day that the Whalers left. I don't have a ticket for it, and I don't want to go.
Corteza doesn't care about the first home game for Hartford's newest team because she's still thinking about the last home game of another one, the Whalers. It's been 20 years to the day that they played their last game in the city. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Civic Center. It was the final game in franchise history. You can guess where Corteza was on that night.
In the Coliseum, crying, had a black armband on.
The pain still hasn't gone away. The Whalers Booster Club gets together for a monthly meeting, and they have a fanniversary event every April 13th in memory of the Whale. That's where Corteza will be when the Yard Goats take the field at Dunkin' Donuts Park. Like Corteza, Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin says he'd love to see an NHL franchise move back to Hartford someday. But for now, he's ready for baseball.
I don't know that anything will replace the Whalers, but I hope to someday get an NHL team back here that will come as close as we can to replacing the Whalers. But look, in the meantime, it's nice to have those colors being the same as the Whalers' colors. That has a little emotional resonance.
They may not have Corteza's initial support, but that nostalgic Whaler feeling could go a long way for the Yard Goats, who will be wearing blue and green all year. They'll also welcome back former Whalers for an alumni weekend in July. Those are games that even Corteza will be going to. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.